Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Yeah, here we are.
Oh, man, almost don't want to talk.
I know. So Andrew WK for leading. We are stepping it up.
Yeah, you may have noticed we took a day off, but we weren't resting on our laurels. We were improving the show behind the scenes.
Yeah, we made a botched attempt.
Yeah, after we fought
it's all
for
about putting work in, you know,
we put the work in.
Yeah. We fought for a couple hours, then we all cried and hugged. It was a beautiful.
I don't remember getting any hugs.
Yeah, you were really drunk. It was a mess. That's partially why we had.
I mean, you guys didn't hug me. Maybe you were hugging each other. I never got any hugs on this end.
Parker hugged me.
Parker has everyone. He's a dog. You could punch him in the face and he'd wag his tail at you.
Yeah, it hurts when he hugs you because he digs his claws into your chest.
And then humps you vigorously. Ryan, curl up on the ground like the podcast dog.
And then you have to knock him to the ground. He kind of like looks confused for a second and then just resumes his business.
Anyway, this is Click It or Tick It. I'm Peter Mutino.
I'm Nick Schaefer.
I'm Glenn Marshall.
I'm in the middle this time. It's a little...
I didn't say anything offensive in the first 10 seconds of the show either.
You've matured a lot.
I'm feeling right now, fairly lucid today.
We are podcasting from a mahogany office, believe it or not.
Oh, this is incredible. Like I was saying, I feel like we should be announcing that the Japanese have bombed Pearl Harbor right now to you guys.
I feel this room is one gigantic rosewood desk away from being Mussolini's office.
Yeah, I feel like I should be a representative for like the railway syndicate.
Like a tycoon in the 20s. Oh, yeah. Well, you have a big ass monocle.
I have always considered Glenn the Winston Churchill of my college years.
I believe that's like the nicest thing. Well, it's probably
it's up
the
there.
It's
up
the nicest
there.
Thing anyone's
yeah.
ever
well,
said.
Well, this is wartime, so Churchill
really awesome.
Is very useful. Yeah,
it is the nicest thing.
Totally. I can't think of a cooler historical figure. Maybe if you had called me Teddy Roosevelt, but no one's ever said that to me. So,
no. Well,
Winston Churchill thing is still
I say that to you three times a day.
That was when I had my huge bushy mustache, and I carried around that gun with the barrel that like opens out at the end,
like a blunderbuss.
Yeah, exactly.
And every time you send people to go do errands, they would die of malaria.
Takes 2 hours to reload and is just built to destroy pheasants.
Do you know Teddy Roosevelt went on a safari in Africa, and at one point he had shot so many animals that he had to stop because his gun overheated. Like
oh, yeah.
His rifle
barrel.
Have
you heard the rhino
hot.
Story?
I'm always down to hear rhino stories.
Shooting the crap out of this rhino, right? Probably from like a quarter mile, like well, however long guns could reach. I'm sure you get at the edge of that range when you're trying to get to a rhino. Mm. You don't want to be like halfway at your gun's range. So he's shooting the living hell out of this rhino, and it won't die. He just keeps pumping round after round after round. He's just resigned that the rhino is just going to run him over, and it dies right at his feet and slides right up to him.
See, the other...
Like, out of like a Jurassic Park type situation, only apparently that actually happens.
That's why we need to bring back the Bull Moose Party.
That's why we need to bring back politicians like that, who just start wars, like, by themselves and, like, go fight it.
He should have yelled Jumanji at it. That was a big
yeah,
thing.
Exactly.
That will stop any animal.
So basically, to recap, Teddy Roosevelt is Van Pelt from Jumanji. Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
I think that's exactly
so
what we're
he's
saying.
Robin Williams' dad as well. But the other approach you could take with it, too, you said you want to stay at the maximum range away from the rhino. Mm-hmm. The other approach, you could go right next to it.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean,
because then it doesn't have the time to build up its charge.
Yeah, no, I guess
just strafe around it. Like
but then, like,
a video game.
I feel like rhinos like aren't—they're not like. It's like, oh, you haven't shot at me yet. You're cool to hang out like right next to me.
That's true.
I feel like approaching a rhino was risky business. The movie.
So
you have to slide up to it in your underwear.
Oh yeah,
and then shoot it in between the eyes.
And then have sex with a hooker on the Chicago tram.
Never actually saw that movie.
Me neither.
Yeah, many people haven't. And then I'm one of the few people I think who's actually seen it in our generation.
Yeah, that's too bad.
That's how I pride myself.
I just know that Alex Rodriguez, Derek Jeter commercial with like Michael Phelps or whatever.
Yeah.
Where they're like sliding around. Yeah.
Kobe Bryant. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Then there's the one with Heidi Klum where she used to strip down.
Yeah, and her ankles are looking fat, man.
Yeah.
She had a bunch of kids, man.
I don't know what Seal did to her, but he made her ankles fat for one.
Once you've been kissed by a rose.
You can't have skinny ankles.
And yeah. Seal is the
at least
the,
her eyes are wide.
Yeah, at least she doesn't have like really gross. Yeah, the face thing. What is that?
Lupus.
Is it really?
Yeah, Seal has lupus.
Wow.
Yeah, well.
Wow, he has really overcome adversity.
Yeah,
then.
All right.
What?
How do you?
What year is
being
it?
Being a black man and with lupus.
How do you? And you get Heidi Klum.
Can you
get
say
Heidi Klum?
Forget
your
about
music,
Obama.
Can
your
music
you say
career sucks? And you still that guy must be charming.
Pete, can you say?
I know
like,
I like him.
Illustration in a science textbook, like Seal. Yeah, he's sitting next to like the retarded Native American kid in a wheelchair and like the Asian girl.
Yeah, those textbooks were always.
Oh, I
so
love that.
Oh yeah.
So recklessly.
You know what? You know what I miss was in our assignment pads the little quotes and scenarios. On the bottom of every week. Do you remember that in high school?
Oh, yeah.
There was,
yeah, yeah,
and they would have the randomly bolded words like an Archie comic.
Yeah.
And it had stuff like, it's like dilemma. It's like, all right, you've prepared. You've done all your homework. You and your friends are going out for a movie bold and a pizza.
Yeah.
But can't decide which movie to go to. How do you solve this problem? And it doesn't tell you how you're going to solve the problem. It just sets up a scenario that I might have had a problem with 7 or 8 years prior to reading
it. It's like, where are my parents going to drop me off today? Because I'm like 12, 13 years old.
Very realistic, weary assignment pad. Well done.
Yeah. Touche assignment pad.
Way to probe the depths of my soul.
How do you always know what I'm really thinking?
The assignment pad has all the questions, but if only it had all the answers.
The assignment. I don't think I ever... I lost my... I think I just threw it away, like, the first day. I never used it.
I was cleaning out my base. I used them meticulously, and
That's probably why you're a good student and you get good grades.
When I got to college, I stopped using... I tried to use a planner this year. I wrote down two things in it, and then I just, like, it just gathered dust.
Yeah, and it just, like, hangs out in the same spot right after I bought it. The first plan I put in it is, use the planner. And the second one is, like, remember to use planner, like, 6 months later after I forgot to use it. And, like, I've already used half the year. Have you ever found an old planner from like a year before and tried to use it again, but the dates don't line up?
I was always so bad at using those things, and I remember the reason why was just so it wasn't quite laziness because I'd be like, yeah, I need to use this every day. But the reason is like all the pages would line up, and I would have to flip through to the date of that day. And of course, I'm too lazy to like buy a tab or even put like a paper clip on the day or on the week because you know it's always like 5 days, and then Saturday and Sunday if you have stuff to do there, God help you because it's like a quarter inch of broom.
Please kill me if I'm putting down school things on the weekend.
Even in elementary school, I remember I was required to use it because I never did my homework. So I would have to stay after an extra 10 minutes
and
every
fill
day
it out.
And fill it out. They're like, make sure you write this down, and I would try and avoid that too.
Two things about the planner. One, it points out about the transition from high school to college. College, I regressed as becoming an adult.
Because
in high school, I got up every day at 6:30 and was in class for 7 hours a day, and I would just go every day. Mm-hmm. And in high school, I used my planner meticulously. College, that all just went completely out the window. Like,
I was talking to
10 o'clock,
about this,
complete gamble.
Talking
class
to someone about this the other day. I remember staying up until like 3 in the morning every day in high school. And then just waking up at
6 a.m.
and just not a problem.
No worries.
I mean,
and I could roll out of bed at 7 o'clock, and I did this every day, and I'd walk to school and be there in 8 minutes. And it would just be like, oh, I'm up. All right, let's go.
And also it's
ready
like,
to go. Like, let's do this.
And of course,
it's game time.
And when
everyone get a hand in.
When I was in college, it was just a matter of going to class every day, but I would only have, you know, about 6 hours of class even on a bad day. And in high school, you'd be
the
there
worst
for,
day.
Like six.
That's the worst.
Even
day.
If you're taking 18 credits, you can only have 3 days with 6 hours, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah.
The worst.
Well,
the worst day was about 3 or 4 hours in a day.
Yeah, a credit is proportional to how many hours a week you take the class, right?
No, not always.
Really?
No.
Oh, that's how was it?
No, not at all. No, because I took PEs, and those would be...
Oh, PE, dude. That's...
Yeah.
I took karate once for a one-credit class.
Yep, I had to do that. And
that
those were all one credits, and you put in a lot of time with that. And I had the 3-hour lab. It didn't get any extra credits for that.
Oh,
it was just,
hell.
Like, something I had to do.
Yeah.
That makes me want to die.
Wonderful. And, so I definitely did... I got less responsible.
Oh, what were you saying, though, with the amount of time? Like, the worst day, Pete? 6 hours?
So you were...
I was just saying...
trying to keep us on topic.
Well, thank you, Glenn. Cracking that whip. Yeah, if we had drops.
That was a drop.
Coming soon. It was. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
That was another drop. Say no more.
Ryan is dropping the ball.
But when you, in college, when you
Zing,
had
another drop,
told them not to use drops.
I'd have trouble even on my good days, quote unquote. I'd have like 3 hours of class, and sometimes I wouldn't go because I was I'm too lazy. You know, it's so hard.
I went to class yesterday.
Yeah, but as you're saying, it's like I got 2 hours of sleep in high school. Would wake up when it was still dark out, and then go to class for 6.5 hours.
And it was mandatory.
Go to
every
after
day.
School
yeah,
activities,
go to a sport,
and then stay up till like 3 a.m. again.
every day. Maybe every that's day. Why I can't do it.
Yeah, no,
now.
I was
like
thinking
I blew
about that
all
too.
My essence.
No, I feel like I'm just like a total pussy now.
Spent. All my life energy has been wasted in my.
So we peaked in high school.
Hope you enjoyed.
I think we've
my
all already
vitality, Jerome.
We should
O'Claire.
Change the name of this podcast to Peaked in High
yeah,
School.
Yeah, we all peaked in high school. Get a hand in. Peaked in high school. Break it down now.
Done.
All right.
Check it.
All right, you want to
Yeah, Nick has some questions for me and Glenn.
I did some homework here.
Oh man, we're sticking with the academic theme
yeah,
here.
Speaking of organized nerdiness.
Yeah, I have a test for you guys. Now, this is a new thing. We can make it a theme actually now that I've set up I've completed the setup which Ryan started for me. I'm if you have
God
any
you,
more things like this, definitely email them to me. It's nick@peakglennandnick.com is my new email address for this.
Ooh. And we need to refer to our audience as our listener.
Our listeners,
I don't see anyone more than one person listening to this.
I can name two people who listen to this
off
the top of my head.
Damn.
Two.
Damn. Not counting your parents?
I'm not related to either of them.
Not counting Lisa?
Yes.
I took the mic away
now
when I said her name, by the way.
Now next to Joe.
No.
But anyway, Nick has some questions here.
Yeah, my question, would you mind if I... Well, anyway, okay. This is called... this is hopefully a repeat segment.
Going.
This is called... I'm calling this tentatively, Guess the Gender of the Offender.
I like it.
I like it.
It involves crime and sexism.
And it sets us up for possibly for another theme song, little clip. We can have an intro
Pete and
clip.
I shotgun singing this one in the share voice.
Okay.
In theory, this could be great.
All right, and this is all from The Smoking Gun. Now, the way this works is... I will describe a crime that was committed to you guys, courtesy of The Smoking Gun. Great website if you guys heard.
.com.
Smokinggun.com.
.org.
Yeah, .net.
Now we're plugging stuff.
And Pete and Glenn will try to guess the gender of the offender.
All right, let's not shout out.
Now, can we keep score here just to make it a bit
Ryan,
more interesting?
Ryan, get a score going.
And we can get an all-time score going.
There's
we're
a desk.
The
you got the phone. Whatever. There's a desk right there if you want. Old-fashioned tools like a pen and paper.
Are you sure you don't have like a chisel and stone?
Yeah,
that
seriously.
You use tally marks.
Mortar and pestle. I'm just naming stuff now.
Hammer and sickle.
Butter churn.
Communism.
See, that wasn't two things. It was something and something, typically.
Butter and
churn. Butter and... There you go.
Hey, I said hammer and
I like
sickle
that.
And no one responded.
I'm tired of your communist propaganda.
Other alternate name to the podcast? Yeah.
Hammer and sickle.
Or
I'm
look
tired
at her ticket, everyone.
Bullshit.
Butter right. and churn. Is
butter
right.
butter churn?
Okay, this one, I think...
My name will be churn.
I think this will be kind of a softball for you guys just to start you off here.
All right,
you
want
to go first right. with this one?
Okay.
Let's both put in our answer. And then Nick will...
We'll explain why.
All right, this is called... The following news story. You guys ready?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
A pair of elderly siblings, both the same gender, were arrested for dealing heroin. The two, aged 70 and 65, ratted out their smack supplier. The dealer, Little Tony, aged 28, significantly younger, was arrested at their meeting place, a Highway Arby's.
Try the new roast burger. Plug it.
So we need to decide if this is a male or female.
If these were brothers or if they were sisters.
Right?
There were two. It was two siblings, both the same gender.
And they ratted out their... dealer?
Yes, there was a 7,000...
Little Tony?
They were going to be buying... They set up a buy from Little Tony, and it was going to be $7,000 buy. So it's
pretty small time.
Small time, but not...
Especially for him.
But not tiny time. Not tiny.
Tiny time.
Tiny town?
Anyway, I don't want to...
Not
tiny time. All right, that's all the information I'm going to give you guys.
All right, I'll go first.
And can you give your thought process?
Oh, of course.
Okay,
oh, even if you asked me not to, I'd do it.
All right.
I wouldn't do it anyway. And if you told me not to, I'd scream and throw things and cry.
No, only say your one word answer. That'll be great radio.
Okay, that's good too.
Great.
All right. So sorry. It's
I'm gonna say it was two females.
Damn it!
Is what I would.
Can
think.
I agree with him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
I'll just disagree with you because I'm Dr. Contrarian.
All right, so you want me to go first then so you can disagree?
No, please, please,
so you guys
please.
Both,
by the way, Pete is...
I disagree with that suggestion.
Pete is Dr. Contrarian, by the way.
Yeah, that's the little nickname I've been
need
getting
a
here.
We're going to need a theme song for that too, or like a drop. So every time you say Dr. Contrarian, it'll have like a bolt of lightning like an 80s cartoon. And then like a cymbal crash. Like, Dr. Contrarian.
You can't stop Dr. Contrarian.
I beg to differ, Batman.
Oh, contraire. Superman. anyway, though, I think it would be two females just because, I don't know, I sense some animosity with Little Tony, and I feel like there might be some sort of, you know, Tony was kind of...
you think women are treacherous.
Giving them something more than heroin.
All right, let me jump in there with the treacherous thing. Yes, I believe... I can't see... Now, these people, obviously, in ratting out their dealer, were incarcerated themselves, right?
Yes, they were.
Yeah, women. Sorry. There you go. Backstabbing, and they... fucking incarcerated themselves, women.
Okay.
Ooh, wow.
So you guys
even more resolute than I am. You guys both said I agree. Yeah. All
right. You guys are both right. It was.
Oh one. Yeah! Wait, air, was, exploding high five.
I said it was a softball answer. A question. I mean, you guys
it's
did
true.
Great.
It's
my
true.
My
hit it out of
my
the park,
reasoning
baby.
Would have been if I had been. Oh, you guys nailed it. It was batting practice fastball. But you know what? Those don't hit themselves out.
That's you, true. You need a lot of steroids.
But or in Josh Hamilton's case, a lot of tattoos.
A lot of coke and then
coke tattoos and
coke.
Jesus. All not necessarily in that order.
Jesus but, to Coke.
My reasoning would have been.
Media.
My reasoning would have been this isn't a news story unless it is two old women.
Yeah, I guess two like deadbeat dudes like peddling heroin.
It's like yeah,
little,
yeah, that's exactly what
yeah,
I was saying.
Yeah, I guess yeah, just rationale. Right. Yeah,
this right. next one, this is my other one. I've got two for today, so that's why if you guys find cool, hilarious, weird news stories,
or so it's tied that, 1-1.
Yeah, you both have one.
Nice.
If you guys cool, hilarious news stories, send them to, please send them to Nick at peakglennandnick.com. Because then I, yeah, because then I.
Guess I'd, the gender of the offender, right?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Guess the gender of the offender.
I like that.
All right,
it's
so.
It's catchy. It's got yeah. zing. It's got pop. It can go somewhere.
I like the rhyming
Next
thing,
question.
Thing you did with the words there. You made them That's rhyme. Good. I like that.
I said it
there.
Accidentally. It happened.
Oh,
I was
really?
Describing it. I was like, name of this game. It's like, yeah, where you have to guess the gender of the. but.
Ryan, what are you writing there?
What is Ryan's got a note
15?
For
15? Woo.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Half our time has elapsed, and
yeah, well,
I
we don't have the bandwidth.
As far as I'm concerned, this is solid gold. So,
solid gold.
It's more of the Gilded Era for me, but which is basically a poo dipped in gold and then peddled to the masses.
So your favorite
entitled
thing.
In, on a big gold pedestal, no, a marble pedestal that says "You love it" and it's
well,
modern.
Queens of the Stone Age, just like diamonds and shit.
Well, before we get tangled up in the plaid, let's move on to
Bob Dylan rip off.
All right, you guys ready for the next question?
I can't tell. Yes, I am.
Counter proposal, I go crime. Home and jerk off.
All right, let's make Glenn go first this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, all right. Fair
so,
enough, fair enough.
This
up.
One I think is a little
cheater.
Harder, because this could go either way. A 20-year-old University of Colorado student, last name of Toll, so if I say Toll, that's referring to the offender here, was arrested on animal abuse charges for taping a puppy to a refrigerator.
Oh, God.
The puppy belonged to Toll's love interest, and the suspect was angry over being bitten by the puppy. To teach it a lesson, the suspect used clear package tape early this morning to adhere the 8-month-old dog,
Guy,
a Shiba Inu named Rex, to the appliance.
That's like a dude. You know, first of all, cruelty to animals. Second of all, women don't teach physical lessons to animals, really. Like, I can't see that. I'm probably wrong, but I'm going with my gut here. It's a dude.
And Dr. Contrarian strikes again, although my gut tells me it is a dude.
Yeah, you need to go against that. To
I'm
say
going against the grain because I transcend.
Your
barriers.
Own grain, by
well,
the way.
Well, I think it also makes it more interesting that way because then otherwise we'd leave tonight with a tie, and that's no fun.
True. And are we really doing two? Do we really,
what is it, soccer?
I've got a bunch of other questions. They aren't all. These are my only guess the gender of the offender. I've got three other things
okay.
I can do.
Then just for shits and giggles, make it interesting. I'm going to say it's a girl, but I think I can come up with something to back it up.
Do you have a reason why?
Yeah, let's hear the reason.
Yeah, because you can't just. Because
yeah, it's
a
yes.
Well, because
you can't just be like, I'm trying to screw over the other person who's guessing.
Well, yeah. I could see the whole jealous girlfriend thing going on where he almost like likes the dog more than her in a way. So to teach it a lesson, especially it's like once it bit her, it's just like, oh, game over. Okay. Like dogs learning a lesson now. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that would make you.
Yeah, I can't see a chick physically picking a dog up and then packaging tape.
Well, what type of dog was it? What type of dog?
Yeah, actually,
what type of dog?
It was a Shiba Inu.
Oh, Shiba Inu. Oh, those things are a little. They look like boxes, kind of, and they act like cats.
Oh, that's adorable.
They're awful.
And,
so that's smaller, though. I thought it was
supposedly.
Like,
I think it's a crappy.
The dog had rubber bands taped. If this changes things, where he had rubber bands around its paws and could like barely breathe when they took it off. The dog's fine now, but it was.
See, now I really want to flip now that I know there's like
yeah, it's got that hyper
extensive ritualistic like weird
yeah,
creep.
Yeah, it's a bit more feminine.
It's
yeah.
more feminine.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to go with girl.
I'm
going to go with guy. We'll toss it up because we need to know this answer.
Sorry, I should have provided all the information from the beginning because it was a woman, Abby Toll, friend her on Facebook.
Yeah, once I got the little
Abby
dog
Toll
thing,
Memorial
the
podcast.
Rubber band thing really
Sorry,
was
dude.
The giveaway.
I should have.
Yeah.
Because then you're stuck trying to back.
No. I know that. I don't need to. That's fine. But
well,
like,
it looks like
I left. I provided the information as is for a reason because I thought that made it harder. I thought that
that's more of like you get into the mind of like the psychopath. It's definitely once you get into that like weird like drawn out abuse. That's like woman definitely all the way.
Yeah, and I thought that was a cool. Not cool, but the crime.
It's interesting.
I like animals. I don't. But I'm saying it's as far as me trying to come up with a question for this.
It's awesome.
It's harder to guess.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, looks like for tonight I'm the champion. Guess the defender.
But right. Glenn can redeem himself later if we keep deciding.
Yeah, no. We got to keep a running tally. We got to keep a running tally.
Okay.
So it's 2-1.
2-1. 2-1 me.
I have more games if you guys want to keep playing, or if you want to have if something else, want to take a little break, or.
No, let's play another game. I think it's.
What do we got? Yeah, let's do okay. one
Sunday
quick.
Sunday night is game night. Get with the family.
I like that.
Stay in.
Sunday night game.
Yeah, happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Yeah, seriously. By the time you hear this, it'll be probably way after Memorial Day.
It'll be a month from now when I
and
yell
you'll
at
be
you
opening.
At a party.
You'll be opening this in a time capsule, and we'll be long dead.
Hopefully.
All right, so we're at 25 minutes. You want to do one as a trial? Oh, what? 20. Oh, all right. So yeah, let's roll on.
10 minutes to work with.
Yeah. All right. So this next one, I don't have a snazzy name for it. Email suggestions in. This is I found a review, a whatever focus group review of a pilot for a very popular 90s sitcom. Mm. And I want you guys
ever aired?
And I have what?
Did it ever air?
Yes, it did.
Oh, okay.
It was exceedingly successful.
Oh, so these are just descriptions of the pilot.
These are descriptions to the response. It was not a good response at all. The show did not do well. And I've got four choices for you guys. I want you guys to try to guess which one it is based on the negative reviews.
Ooh, sounds good.
Sounds juicy.
This is a good game.
I like it.
You guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
This is also courtesy of the Smoking Gun.
Yell silence really loud. Silence! It's so funny.
You should start calling Nick the Game Master.
Yeah.
Beating it.
No, you mean
beating Glenn coming at you with the Game Master. Game Master at 5 every time on the hour.
You mean the Dungeon
right
Master?
It's on one hand, I feel cheap because it's cheating because it's such easy stuff to talk about. This is really great.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm
so
enjoying the hell out of this.
Yeah, this is.
And it's,
let's
this
keep
took,
it rolling.
I took time with this. All right, so the pilot, there are 3 bullet points. Are you ready for bullet point the first?
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
While there was no pronounced sex skew, men showed more interest than women in the story and premise of the show. Okay. Should I read the 4 choices before we continue?
Yeah, just that's the one. That's
no,
it.
I've got 2 more. I got 2
keep
more.
Going. Yeah, roll
right,
through.
2. Test audiences thought the sitcom was not very entertaining, clever, or original, and found the characters smug, superficial, and self-absorbed.
Ooh, I already have a guess, but
what, Frasier?
Ooh, no, I'm gonna guess. I'm already thinking Seinfeld, but let's keep
all right.
Going.
Yeah, I like
old,
that.
Third bullet point, last bullet point, last clue. Older viewers also found it hard to relate to these characters and felt they weren't really like people they would want to know.
Mm. No, that's okay, more for your Seinfeld
options?
Argument.
The 4 options are A, Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going with A. But
B, Friends. C, Will and Grace.
Ooh.
D, Melrose Place. Got a little more rhyming in there.
Ooh. But.
So those are the 4 options.
Good options. I'm still sticking with my gut, though.
What was
we'll
C?
Go with Seinfeld.
C was Will and Grace.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Just,
you're
going to
go with Will and Grace?
Dr. Contrarians?
Yep, Seinfeld.
Those are final answers?
Yep.
Final.
Oh, you guys are both striking out. That was Friends.
Oh.
Really? Man.
Well, I guess the superficial and the older audience is not related.
The men is me trying to throw you guys off. I mean, that was actually in the description, which
mm-hmm.
I found interesting.
Yeah.
Men showed more interest than women in the story. Which
in
was,
Friends?
Yeah, in this pilot episode.
Oh, really?
It was very
well,
weird.
I caught on later. Actually, I probably watched a collective like 10 minutes of Friends, and I regret it.
I've watched a ton of it because it was in between Simpsons episodes. And
I hate
channel.
That when they rig it in there so you're like forced to watch it because you're a kid
show,
and you're lazy.
That's weird. Yeah. The men show more interest.
Yeah, no.
Especially because every girl I met from the years 1999 to 2004
yeah, that and the
was
only the only dudes
friends.
In there are like retarded. There's not really any bro time and like. Schwimmer has like a kid and he's like a deadbeat dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
this is a weird vibe.
But Joey, just so charming. So cute.
Yeah, but like, what? Like a guy, like, it's like, oh, that Joey. I want to be friends with him. I can picture us hanging out.
This is so much like my life.
You got any more of those?
I got a couple more questions. Yeah, not pilots.
Not pilots.
These are the 2. I got 2 more questions.
One more Game Master.
Yeah, Game Master. All right.
And
one more.
Parker Brothers over here.
Before we move on, the other show I watched a lot between Simpsons episodes was Dinosaurs.
Hey, that show was dope.
That show was beautiful.
Oh, no.
I'm
apologies.
The baby. Gotta love me.
Very much like you, Glenn.
I know. Fuck you guys.
No, I just meant.
I think, is that the first time you're saying fuck the whole podcast?
No, twice. Second, you said that. All right. You're monopolizing.
Me liking dinosaurs is very like me, or the show, or the baby?
The baby's eyes are beautiful like yours.
Okay.
Cause
I have really squinty eyes. He has huge dinosaur eyes.
And just like the baby, you. Gotta love Glenn.
And he defecates in his pants.
All right, Parker, bro. Let's hurry this up. All
right, Parker the podcast.
Parker, bro.
Nick is Parker, bro. Bro.
This is just
I like
from
Game Master.
Game Master.
Then I'm Dr. Contrarian, and we all wind up sounding like superhero villains.
Well, I need a
Game Master. That's true. We could be. I could also be.
Yeah, but they sound like really gay, like supervillains.
The Game Master.
The Contrarian.
The Scoutmaster on The Simpsons.
The Scoutmaster.
Get him, fellas.
Don't be afraid to use your nails, boys.
Genius.
Newt.
Genius show.
All right. Are you ready for this next game? I don't know how many of these. We might be able to play Guess the Show from the pilot. We might be able to play. We'll definitely be playing more of Guess the Gender Defender. This one, this may be a one-time deal.
All
this
right.
is Guess the Weaponized Phallus.
So please tell me. You said there was multiple choice for this, right?
There are multiple
because,
choice.
Yeah, like yesterday.
We're about to discover how disgusting my imagination is.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yesterday, the only thing I could really think of was like a wiffle ball bat that looked like a dick. Like that was all I could come up with.
Before I read the choice, I can let you guys make blank guesses before I read you the multiple choice.
Oh, also a 2x4 with a nail through it. That looks like a dick.
Oh boy.
25 all minutes. All right.
All right. All right.
This next one is
let's cram it in there.
This is in Tampa, Florida. Shocking no one. Four
Florida.
Take that, Florida.
Cesspool.
Yeah. Arizona forever. all right. Four 14 and 15 year old boys were arrested for sodomizing a 13 year old boy with two objects. These boys were all members.
Same time or?
I'm assuming one after the other. Otherwise,
say, maybe that kid has been doing this before. No, if he could fit both of those.
They said he had been bullied for a while, and the boy survived the attack. So I'm assuming they didn't put both of these in at once. Mm-hmm. But
he's very resilient.
Have you ever seen Unbreakable? These boys were all members of the school flag football team.
Shocking.
Which two objects were used to perform the assault? You want to guess first before I read the choices? Or?
No, let's go into the choices.
Because I gave you my two options.
It's, yeah, it's going to be...
A, baseball bat and shovel handle. B, hockey stick and broomstick.
Oh, Jesus.
C, cell phone and remote control.
Remote control?
D, lacrosse ball and tree branch.
Oh, it's cell phone and remote control, not a remote control for
the cell phone. No, it's two options.
I was going to say, that's pretty small. That's a pretty modest.
The cell phone
and
remote control thing, the only scenario I can see, obviously they just beat up the kid and take his cell phone and put it in his ass, but they would have to be at the kid's house. It's not like it's like, oh, they're hanging out. It's like, dude, I got my TV remote. Let's put it in his ass. Immediately they'd be like, wait, no. I have to use this every day.
Yeah, I mean, these are clearly sane individuals.
Yeah,
this happens all the time.
It would have to be the kids. Okay.
I'm going to go with D.
Yeah, I liked
lacrosse ball and tree branch.
What was the? It was a hockey stick and
broomstick.
Yeah, I'm
just
going
the
with
option
that
of the tree branch reminds me of Evil Dead, kind of.
Yeah, I'm going with B then.
If you haven't seen it, the first one. If you haven't seen it, best tree rape in all of cinema.
You,
and that's saying a lot.
So you guys are final answers.
I'm going with B. Final answer.
B. You're going with hockey stick and broomstick.
Yeah,
and
it has an Abner Louima
vibe.
Going
with the very
it.
Suburban approach. It's bold, but it might work.
Okay,
yeah, that's right, kiddies.
And you have the lacrosse ball and the tree branch?
Yep.
Okay.
You betcha.
Glenn has tied things up with a hockey
Woo!
Stick and broomstick.
Oof.
Although, I was gonna say the...
Can I get an extra point?
You should have known that...
assuming that they used a piece of foliage to...
Although, you know that it should have tipped you off where I didn't say that the boy became a zombie soon afterwards.
Mm,
Evil Dead, that would have been... that would have been...
You're a sly one, Game Master, but you haven't heard the last of Dr. Contrarian.
That's true. We do have a tie
and
game.
And that's where you're wrong, Batman.
Should we play a tiebreaker?
I feel like we owe it to the listener.
I have one
last and I really want to win. I love winning. It's all about winning. All
right, let's go. See, balls to the wall.
This is the most fun for me because for whatever reason, since I know the answers going in, I feel like I'm always right. So it's like, I'm the best at this game.
Right, if we had some dramatic music, that would be...
Yeah, Ryan.
All right.
Some suspense.
We can add it in later.
How come you aren't the dude who scored The Godfather?
All right, so...
Nino Rota.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah, that doesn't top my Abner Louima reference.
Do you know who wrote The Godfather?
Abner Louima. Mario no, Mario Puzo.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
You guys
but
are all
Abner
over the place.
Louima wrote
these
The Godfather.
Yeah, foiled once again, Game Master. Dr. Contrarian for life.
I'll get you next time, Dr. Contrarian. All right, this last one is...
We'll see about that.
Here we go. You ready?
This last one
going
is...
down.
Guess the socially arcane country.
Ooh. Ooh, that sounds right up Glenn's alley. I'm actually really nervous.
Yeah.
All right, this may be in his court. Who's answering first, by the way, before I read the question?
Is it Pete's turn?
Pete started first, so
started
I guess
the last
it's being
one,
odd.
No, so
this is the fifth question, so...
It's odd, so I go
it
first.
It would be Pete first, and then Glenn will start things off next.
All right, here we go.
This is
all right.
Multiple choice?
Yes, this is another multiple choice.
Sweet. I love multiple choice.
I mean, the first two questions were multiple choice, meaning male or female.
Weaponized phallus, I was just supposed to grab it out of thin air. I can't imagine that. You're supposed to name the two weaponized phalluses.
Objects that are longer than they are wide. Go. All right. This a judge was quoted as saying about a trial. He said the judge said, if a person gives $320 to his wife and she spends $240, whatever currency of the country has been converted to U.S. dollars, to purchase clothing from a brand shop, and if her husband slaps her on the face as a reaction to her action, she deserves that punishment. Do you want to hear that again?
Yes, I need it.
All right, if a person gives $320 to his wife and she spends $240 to purchase clothing from a brand shop, and her husband slaps her on the face as a reaction,
on the face,
she deserves that punishment.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yes, but
all right,
agreed.
Was this A, Saudi Arabia? B, Russia? C, China? D, India?
Ryan's going Saudi.
Yeah, it's too bad. You don't get a vote because you're the engineer. Get yourself a microphone, motherfucker. I'm going with India.
Oh, I guess Glenn's answering first.
Oh. Sorry. Well, Ryan's answering first.
Ryan screwed the pooch already.
Pooch screwed.
I'm thinking in communist Russia, wife slaps you. But it's not communist anymore. So I'm going to go with Russia just in case. Maybe Ryan will be the true victor. What is it? Game master.
So, you guys both set with all your answers?
Yeah, let's go. What is
Ryan
it?
Was right with Saudi Arabia.
Oh,
which
the
I think,
engineer.
Which I think
the
kinda,
engineer, his superhero.
Which kind of...
Supervillain.
The
super
engineer
villain.
Is his supervillain?
No, actually, Ryan's the hero.
The civic engineer?
We're the three villains in our mahogany office planning his doom.
In Team Fortress Classic, he always plays the engineer, but...
Dear God.
Quick, get out the wrench!
I think that
kind of... Wrench faster!
That kind of threw things off because none of you guys were going to just agree with
penis?
Ryan. He also had his inside tip.
Three penis minutes?
His inside info because Ryan is Saudi Arabian. But
it's true.
Well, he lived there.
Although, interesting, other goofy judge fact. A judge got in trouble in France a couple years ago for masturbating under his robe during a trial. So just throwing that out there to part with.
I give him all the credit in the world for
so it's
use of that
two.
Robe.
So we're walking off tied.
Yeah, so that
I'm
going
to stand
means
up and
shake.
How could you not listen
I'm
to the
shake
next podcast?
Pete Mutino's hand.
All right, handshake.
Handshake.
We have excellent.
We haven't done that before.
Never before.
All right.
So this means you guys are going to have to tune into future episodes to find out.
I recommend not holding your breath.
Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed the fun and games.
Yeah, I had a really good time. This is
yeah,
really
good.
Fun. This is definitely the quickest one we've done.
This
so
is.
Far.
I wish. Yeah. You know, we could keep going, but we're going to save it.
Yeah, I feel like
next...
we need to keep as long as you just put in our 30 minutes a day, man.
Because none of you have proven out there that you deserve it yet.
Please email me any goofy news items.
Anything.
Any goofy crimes, anything like that. I can turn it into a game because I'm the master of games.
Yeah, that's his super villain power.
Strength. Super strength.
Super strength. Super games, evil strength.
So any questions, just once again, send them to Nick at PeteGlennAndNick.com.
Yeah, and if you want to send me like naked pictures or anything, it's Glenn at... PeteGlennAndNick.com.
You haven't set yours up yet, have you?
No, Ryan set it up for me.
Oh, okay. Well,
don't try to hedge me out of the really sweet email club.
You do have to go in and set it up. You have to change the password and stuff. But
maybe
I want
haven't
you to
done
do
it
that.
Yet, then. Ryan.
Because.
Oh, all right, word.
Because I'm in this for games and you're in it for sweet, sweet porn.
On the contrary, I'm in it to end this podcast right now. So goodbye,
right.
Everybody.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, take it easy, y'all.